proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The Torah portion we are looking at today is called Lech Lecha. It is one of my favorites, and stands like an ancient milepost on the highway of the history of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Here we begin Abram's story, and the story of Israel, as the two are inseparable. When faced with obeying God's choice for him and his family, Abram chose to obey God, and God chose the land of Canaan as Abram's new home, and of his descendants, the Jewish people. Their journey is exciting and fulfilling and can be claimed by all who let God make their life choices. The Bible first introduces us to Abram and his family in Genesis chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. We are told the name of his father, his brothers, his nephew Lot, and his wife Sarah. In verse 38, it says, the land of his nativity was Ur of the Chaldees. If you look at a map, Ur was at the southeastern tip of what is known as the Fertile Crescent, also known as Mesopotamia, the cradle of civilization. Genesis 12, verse 1 says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. The English phrase, get thee out, is a translation of the Hebrew phrase we are speaking about today, lech lecha. The word lech in Hebrew is from the Hebrew word halek, which means to walk or to go. The second phrase, which looks the same but has different vowel points and thus sounds like lecha, literally means to you. Therefore, the very literal meaning of lech lecha is you go. God also told Abram to leave his extended family. We know that his nephew Lot went along and then later this caused problems. God promised that he would show Abram the new land where he wanted him to live. At first, Abram's path out of Ur was very logical as he followed the ancient trade routes which followed the Fertile Crescent. Abram was a nomad, and his riches was in the flocks and herds. He had to follow a route that would provide food and water for the flocks and his family and servants. Abram followed the Fertile Crescent northwest to Haran. At this juncture, he could have pointed the caravan east towards Asia as that direction also afforded grazing lands and water for the flocks. However, God directed him to continue following along the Fertile Crescent as it turned southwest towards Canaan. The book of Genesis says his final stopping place was Sichem, near Bethel. This region lies in the Judean hill country of present-day Israel, just north of Jerusalem. Genesis 12, 1-3 is known to Bible scholars as the Abrahamic Covenant, because here, God first made his covenant with Abram. In Genesis 12, 22, God gave Abram the two-part blessing, number one, the land of Canaan, later called Israel, and number two, the posterity, a great nation of people, the Jewish people. So at the very beginning of God's covenant with Abram, God himself pairs the Jewish people with the land of Israel. In God's economy, the Jewish people are bound with the land of Israel. Why was Canaan God's choice for Abram? I think it has much to do with the calling God had planned for Abram's descendants, the Jewish people. God laid out his plan in verse 3 saying, in thee, Abram and his descendants, shall all families of the earth be blessed. If the Jewish people were to be a blessing to all people, then they needed to be centrally located to the nations, or the goyim, as we say in Hebrew, to carry out this task. Look at a regional map of the Middle East, and you will see that Israel is the natural land bridge between three continents, Africa, Europe, and Asia. I've already mentioned the trade routes that crisscrossed Canaan. Now, if you wanted to be in a place that was the hub of the world, then certainly Israel was the place to be. Even today, Israel is the hub of the world. Luke tells us in the New Testament that God has established the boundaries of the nations upon the earth, including Israel, according to Acts 17, verse 26. God's choice for Abram's descendants was the best choice for the purpose he wanted them to fulfill. And despite many trials today, it is still the best choice. Indeed, we can certainly trust God's choices for our lives. For in fact, God always gives us the very best. And this is something we can thank the Lord for. And invite you to remember also in your prayers to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that they'll know who the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Messiah, in their lives. May God bless you and have a great day. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.